right. Well, here we are. To dream again. To dare again. To feel enjoyment and happiness again. Or for the first time. To realize this is living. Be inspired. To see your life as an exciting journey of discovery. With your host of the Inspire Possibility Show, Mark Sussman.
Hi, everybody. This is Mark Sussnell. You are tuned in to the Inspire Possibility Show, the show that makes the difference, the show that will hopefully inspire you to think bigger and to think of possibilities that perhaps are on the back burner. And each week I invite people that I consider inspirational. Some are really amazing. I think we're going to have a special treat today. I've invited Mark Demetrio, and he wrote a book called Lessons from My Grandmother, Wisdom for My Grandfather, Wisdom for Success in Business and Life. And there are 15 guiding principles that he's going to share with us. He's a motivational speaker, a successful businessman, entrepreneur, and I think you're going to find him quite interesting and to hear about these principles. So welcome, Mark Demetrio.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate that introduction.
Good. So, your grandfather sounds like quite a guy, huh?
He was an amazing individual. I was blessed to have him in my life for 37 years of my life. He had passed away in 97. So, for those 37 years, he had retired, not by coincidence, but just by happened circumstance at the same time I was born. So, for 37 years, I had a best friend, grandfather, mentor, and just a unbelievable person in my life that we shared so much time together, and I learned so much from him that my gift to the world is just giving back this mentor now for everyone else to have a guiding light like I had and just a tremendous soul so they can learn from and be successful themselves in business and life.
Wow. So tell me, so what are some early memories of your grandfather?
So, a lot of the part of the book, when he had passed away, it was just, for me it was just crazy that this man was no longer on this earth because he was such an unbelievable person. And I realized, what got him ahead in life, what made him successful in life was truly because of who he was. He was this happy, joyful, gregarious, outgoing, personable person that loved life, loved people, and, never complained and always looked forward. And knowing his story, which we'll get into in a little bit here, is knowing his story of leaving home at 16 years old with nothing but a dream and a passion to get ahead in life, just by himself and left his family and everything he knew behind, that alone always inspired me. This man just wanted to get ahead in life. He came here when he was 20 into Ellis Island 3 weeks after the stock market crash and retired 60 a millionaire. And how he did it, the book The Secret that's out there, I kind of look at this like his life is a secret. Like what made this man succeed and others didn't? What made this man get ahead in life and others didn't? What made this man retire early, wealthy and others didn't? So it just really comes down to who he was as an individual, without a college degree, without finances, how did he get ahead? So just an amazing man, and everyone that knew him or everyone that was around him, just the vibrance and the positivity of this person was just addicting. So there's just simple traits in life that get people ahead, And I like to say there's four pillars in life. There's the likability factor, which he absolutely had. There's the passion, which he absolutely had. There's the trustworthy honesty factor, which he absolutely had. And then being an expert at whatever you do in life. These are four essential pillars, and he had all of these. And, just looking at, he was in the hospitality industry. He wasn't even like a scientist or someone that was running a big business. He was in hospitality. He was perfect in that business. And what it comes down to is that
let me backtrack a second. As you were in the book, the way it's described, there are 15 guiding principles.
Yes.
And you've just said there are four now.
These are four. I called them pillars. It's different. I call them like four pillars of life. There are 15 lessons that my grandfather really taught me that I I go into detail in the book as well, and plus there's a lot of other stuff. But I can touch on some of those lessons now or whenever.
But I'm just wondering if, you know, if those four pillars could just be it. If that could be, I'm just curious about. Let's go over them again. So likability.
Yeah. So you have likability factor, right? Have being trustworthy and honesty and twin together. Have being passionate, right? And then being an expert at what you do. These are pillars in life. Just as an individual, as a person, just the qualities you need to have to be successful. These are qualities. Now, the lessons I'm going to go over are more of just lessons, just from him to me. But to be successful, here's what you need to keep in mind. Here's what you need to do. Here's what I learned. Here's what I can teach you. So it's kind of this. And then my book goes into a lot more detail. Like there's one chapter on action and attitude. Powerful chapter. There's one chapter on passion and purpose. Powerful chapter. So there's a lot of all these words that we use to describe success and goodness and people. And so there's a lot of these words. So thank you for asking me that, for me to clarify.
Yeah, because I almost think if you got into it deeper, you could pretty much break it down to those four traits that you described, like likability.
When I go through these lessons.
Yeah, I bet you could. Like likability. Pertains a lot about attitude, about humility, and trustworthy, trustworthiness,
your integrity, your honesty, who you are as a character, your morals, your values, your ethics. I mean, all these words that we use, you know, in the motivational world: desire, passion, drive, you know, positivity, moving forward, never giving up, go through obstacles. Like that's just all these power words. You know, if we embrace them and we move our life in that direction of constantly this positivity, it's very addicting and very powerful. Your brain's a very powerful machine, and continuing to put positivity in your brain and goodness and wholesome and all the right things and doing all the right motions and getting up early and working hard. And, you know, this is just, it's an addicting situation where people just kind of go off on tangents and lose their way sometimes. But, you know, like back to my grandfather, he just had this force inside him to never give up, keep moving forward, keep getting ahead, but not ever forsaking others. You know, one of his lessons is, you know, be alive to the suffering of others. Be awake and alive to the suffering of others is a very powerful statement. Always acknowledging others around you. You know, whatever your situation is, know that someone's always worse off. You know, giving of your time and money at times, whether it's a dollar or more, to people around you or charities or people in need. He was always about goodness, because one thing he never stopped doing was always sending money back to his family. All the years he was here. And that was a big thing for immigrants coming here.
Yeah,
yes,
that was in Cyprus.
Cyprus.
What I didn't really let the listeners know is that you've also appeared on the Mastermind Summit along with Tony Robbins and Barbara Corcoran from ABC's Shark Tank. So that must have been quite an honor for you, an experience.
Absolutely. You know, all these opportunities in life to be able to speak with some of the best, but also to have the ability to use your words out of your mouth and speaking or through paper on books to influence, inspire, and empower people, it's really a blessing. And I'm very fortunate in life. It's a blessing, no question about it. Very fortunate life. I've been working since 11 years old. Trust me when I tell you, my parents were very middle income of the road people, and so I've been working my whole entire life. Nothing comes easy. You need to put time and effort in. But to be able to inspire and empower and motivate people to know that anything's possible, you know, it's not just a cliche, but hard work, dedication, drive, passion, you know, all these good words that go into it. It's all possible. You got to be able to lay out a map plan.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to ask you was one of the things you said about never give up. What exactly do you mean by that? Because I know that sometimes we have to let go. Maybe not give up, but to let go and move on. How do you distinguish those ideas?
Yeah, there's a
difference. Because sometimes it's not good to keep trying something if you should give up something and move on, because it's just not for you. It's not what your destiny is or your best talents. I mean, to kind of create a space so something new can come in. Because I was at a meeting and somebody had a little band they created with never give up that you put on your wrist, and I like that idea. On the other hand, sometimes we have to know how to create a space for something new or even greater to come into.
Well, I'll give you a couple examples. So you got good old Mr. Hershey, you know, his story, you know, about his chocolate, he never, you know, how many times he got rejected. You got, you know, mm-hmm. you got good old Thomas Edison with the light bulb there, how many times
right.
he got, you know, how many times
right.
he failed. You can go on and on
right.
for all these people. So all I can say about the never give up is, you know, if you're trying to sell ice to Eskimos, then obviously you're in the wrong business. So you need to know when to give up
right.
on that. But if you have the passion about a product or a service that you're providing, you know, whether it's a funding source that you need or whether it's relationships you need or something of that sort, you know, you got to know when and how much time to put into something. So if you have a day job, let's say, but you're passionate about, you know, artwork, you know, instead of putting
right.
5 hours a day into it, put 15 minutes a day into it or an hour a day into it. Don't stop
uh-huh.
your life to give all that to what you're doing. But
right.
I will tell you that when it comes to being smart and having a plan of action and executing the plan, and you know you're never going to, you know, eventually it's going to happen. It could take years, but that's the point of never give up. You know, my grandfather's attitude was he left home with nothing, and his idea in his mind was he wanted to get ahead in life and be something and just get ahead and be something. And I'll leave it at that. So his attitude was just, you know, and the never give up thing is big because it's also has to play into. Don't look backwards. Don't you know, dwell on the past. Don't dwell on negativity. Don't dwell on what could have been or what should have been. That's poison. It's a stress
right.
beyond belief of what it does to your brain. It's poison. So he was always about moving forward, looking forward, learn from the past, learn from your mistakes, but don't dwell on the past. Don't dwell on
right.
negativity. Don't dwell on things that you can't have changed. But know where you are today and move forward. So that's a gift that he had, and I'm kind of gifted like that myself, where I'll continue to look forward and learn from the past, but you got to keep looking
right.
forward. And the distractions in our life, I mean, every second that we have in our lives, I value every minute and every second so preciously. I say to people as a joke, I value every minute of myself $1 million a minute. That's how you should value your time. Time is so precious, I don't waste anybody's time, nor should they waste mine. But in the scheme of things, you can't get back time. So whatever you want to accomplish in life, or just have goodness in life, enjoy in life, and vacation,
right.
and spend time with your family, time is precious. You can't get that back. So how you use your 24 hours in a day, you can decide. You can break it down into little pieces. Family, friends, work, play. You know, you break it out. But if you want to accomplish something, everything takes hard work, sacrifice, and, you know, and sometimes money. So you got to put
right.
a plan of action in place. But the never give up is a very big term. If you
mm-hmm.
believe in something, you know, you need to move forward and just do everything in your possibility, to everything possible to make it happen.
I remember there was the basketball, was it with Jimmy, was it Valvano was his last name? Do you remember that?
I'm not sure.
He was a basketball coach at, I believe it was North Carolina State.
Keep going. I think
yeah.
I remember something about this.
Yeah, and they started the, that's what his thing was when he was dying, he even said, never give up. And they created the Jimmy V Foundation for people that
right,
are,
that's what, right. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, and that was a very inspirational. Those words at that time of never give up, and so you're really.
Well,
you're
I think you know even. Go ahead.
Go. No, you go ahead. Sure.
No, I think
your
even
turn.
With sport, you know, even with like, you know, I love the sports aspect of motivational speaking and motivational inside
yes.
these people because you know the never give up. I mean, you know. You know, the halftime, you know, pep talks and, you know, the
right.
coaches in the corners. I mean, you know, if they're giving 110% on every single play, everything you got, every play, and, you know, take it like it's your last minute of playing to get, you know, to the Super Bowl or to the World Series, whatever it is.
Right.
There's always so much more athletes can give, you know, more than they think. You know, and some of the best athletes – and I've heard interviews from so many of them. So many of the best athletes would say, you know, how are you better than the rest? I mean, they're all great. How are you better than the best athletes on this field? And he would say, well, when they're done practicing, I'd be back out there practicing again. When they're just getting in the morning, I'm already started. So there's that extra commitment, that extra 10%, extra 5%. You know what I'm saying? That's what life's all about, putting in that extra
right.
time. And it separates everyone. You take 100 people that are going into a job, 100 people, and if they all put the same effort in, well, that's just great. But if you put a little bit more in or still extra more in, who's going to shine? Who's going to move to the top? Life is very simple. If you think of it like that and just very clearly, come in early, stay late, work through lunch, and work harder than the rest and do the best you can, be good to others, help others in need there. You know, ask your boss, your superior, what else can I do? What can I get involved with? Are there any charities you guys do? Like, it's just asking, speaking, getting involved. It's very simple. I call it success made simple.
Yeah. Well, hard work. I get that. Hard work, being committed, having passion, which you have. What I'm curious about was, here you are, your grandfather's retired. And I assume, did you live with your grandfather at that time?
No, they were always with us. I mean, you know, the Greek families. Now I live with my parents, but my grandfather and my grandmother were with us all the time. My grandmother passed when I was six. When I was 11, but he was with us all the time. He was here, you know, 7 months out of the year in Florida, you know, sometime as well. But we still talk 3 times a day. But they were always with us. He was always with us all the time. Yeah.
So was
always
there? What I'm curious about was as you're growing up, did you realize at some point what a positive influence he had? I mean, here you are, it's your grandfather. You don't necessarily think in those terms of what a positive influence he is until maybe you get older. And I'm just wondering if you thought about this as you're going along, or wasn't until you started writing the book that you went, wow, what a gift this was.
So, yes, yeah, so excellent question, because my entire life, you know, he looked at me as a son he never had. He had my mother and my aunt, and I was always, you know, I always excelled in whatever I did. I worked hard. He saw that, you know, from 11 years old with my paper out early in the morning doing my papers, getting up early Saturday, even if I was out the night before, still doing the papers because people needed him for their breakfast morning, you know. So he always saw that in me. He always saw me in him a little bit, so we had a very, very special bond. And you know, he would always clip out articles. He read 2 papers a day while he was retired, walked 2 miles a day, and exercised, and he, all that good stuff. But he would always be showering me with this information. Even when he was in Florida, he mailed it back up to me. So all my life, I was just, you know, inspired by his life story of leaving with nothing and wanting to get ahead. And just he was just a wonderful guy, you know. Every meal he'd sit down and say, this is the best meal I ever had. You know, he enjoyed company. And so to answer your question, about 10 years after he passed away, which is a couple of years ago, you know, it kind of just a light bulb went off in my head. I said, you know what? And I said before, it's unbelievable this man is no longer on this earth. He was such an unbelievable mentor to me in life, and I've got ahead in life because of everything he's taught me and what I've put in place. So here he was, successful at what he did, and I've learned so much from him. And my parents are great mentors in their own way as well. But here I am. I've been successful in life. And I want to give back to the world. I want to give my mentor to the world. What I've learned, I was advantaged in life to learn from this individual and have this mentor. So my goal was to say, let me give this mentor back to the world. To say, here's your mentor. Everyone needs a mentor. Here you go. You know, and everything I've learned along the way and what he taught me, it's in the book as well. So it's really a gift to the world. I mean, it took a lot of time and money and sacrifice, but it's something I just needed to do. So that's where,
to write,
you know,
the book,
where it came from. Yes.
Yeah. How long did it take you to write the book?
It's a couple of years. You know, I had a little bit of an advisor early on just to give me some guidance on it, because I never wrote a book before, and I had so much information in my head and putting it on, you know, Word documents, Excel, taping myself.
Yeah, yeah.
So we did all that in the beginning, and then, you know, the last year was just editing and just getting it down to, you know, a finite point. So it was a couple of years, you know, solid 2 years of every spare moment I had outside of work and my you know, family, kids, whatever that was really was going on. So it was a passion. It was basically a labor of love, you know. I loved it. I loved all about everything in the book. I live and breathe it. And just to put it on words, it's a blessing, like I said before, to have it out there.
Yeah, it's great to have that. I mean, I've written 3 books now, and my latest book is a year old. And, yeah, it's great, when especially when you meet somebody and they said, wow, I read your book. I loved your book. Makes you feel good. And to know also that you're making a difference, and that you're getting feedback, because not one of the things on the list that I don't know if your grandfather talked about it, and I guess he did, but I always realized the value of letting people know how much you appreciate them, and validating them, acknowledging them, saying, wow, I really appreciate your doing this, you did a great job. And a lot of people don't do that. They're you know, people are more apt to criticize than to praise. And I think that's one of the lessons that I've learned about being successful, is to praise goes a long way, and to let people know that they matter and they make a difference.
Well, I think, you know, it's the three of the lessons here that just in general, you know, no one ever does it alone, which means really truly acknowledging others around you at all times, right? Remain humble always. Was something he always said as one of the lessons, and be thankful for what you have. So you play into 3 of the 15 lessons, which you're talking about, really plays into that.
Right.
So, you know, in life, he always taught me as well that he never, ever felt or ever was, above or beneath anybody. He was very clear to say that. He goes, when I was shining shoes on the street when I first came to New York City, I was happy to be shining shoes. It was labor. I was making money. I was meeting people. I was passionate about it. I loved shining shoes. And when I got my job as a busboy, I loved being a busboy because I had an opportunity to work and meet people and do what I loved. I mean, again, he was loving what he did, not do what he loved. Loving what he did because
right.
It was an opportunity to work. He was making money.
Right.
He was putting his time into something fruitful. So you think about that very powerful statement. I never feel like I'm above or below anybody in this world. That we're all people. And whatever people's stature are in life, that's great. I respect that and I admire that. I'm never envious or jealous. And people in life, unfortunately, there's jealousy and there's, you know, whether it's disrespect or just not admiring people that are successful. But it takes hard work and dedication and sacrifice, I've said many times now, to get ahead in life. And, you know, I admire that. I admire the athletes. I admire the wonderful musicians. I admire the people in the arts. I mean, that takes, when I see that, I see that to me, that's hours of dedication and work in your
it
craft
is.
And I have such respect for that, and that
it
to
is.
Have that view of life is wonderful. People can look more like that.
Yeah, I had a former World Series star on my show, and Buddy Biancalana, and his story was great. I mean, he worked really hard to become a hero, and
I love it.
It doesn't last. That's the thing. It doesn't last. And you have to have the resilience and the resourcefulness to okay, this career is over. I got to go to the next step. And I'm just curious if you talk about that in your book about how you again this idea of at some point with you know, let's say being a baseball star, you can't go on forever. So you can't this idea of never giving up. At some point, you have to let go of the dream. I say, listen, this is no longer possible. I need to create my next dream. And to me, that's an important lesson, is to you reach that point, that tipping point, to where you say, this is no longer viable. I need to go in a different direction.
That's a very, very, very good point to bring up. It's really just a transitional phase in anybody's life, whether you're retiring from your business and you're going to start to retire into your life, or you're retiring from your career, you retire from his career, you know. And I think that's just more of a transition in life. It's a life transition that all of these athletes, or anyone that's famous per se, that's going to transition to something else, they have to be ready for that transition. But that's more of life coaching, and it's more of psychological or psychology involved in your life, and know that, you know, you're not going to be in that limelight forever, and can you handle that? A lot of athletes can sometimes, and they go down the wrong path. But that's a very heavy transitional period. And
I know
the never giving up is more of, if you want something bad enough, you just do everything in your power to make it happen and never give up on your dreams. But again, that's when you reach your dreams, it's like the transition is important to know how to handle that.
Exactly, and you're going to have new dreams.
Of course.
So who are some of your heroes
now?
Yeah, who are some of your heroes now? Besides your grandfather.
Who are my heroes now?
Yeah, besides your grandfather.
Well, I there's other motivational speakers. I mean, Les Brown to me is a great motivational speaker. When you talk about heroes, I don't know about the word heroes, but just people that I admire. I mean, I think Tony Robbins is a I think Tony Robbins is a wonderful man in and out. I think he's got a heart of gold. I think he's a wonderful inspiration to many. He's helped millions of people. He's a wonderful gift. And, you know, his story, he was homeless, so he went from where he was to where he is now. He deserves it.
Uh-huh.
You know, Oprah's another wonderful success story, And, you know, the Les Browns of the world, there's a lot. Eric Thomas is another speaker that was homeless, wonderful motivational speaker. So I think the people to me now in life that are – you know, putting stuff out there to help others. You know, Grant Cardone was a wonderful success figure. You know, he's a billionaire, but he started from humble beginnings as well and worked hard to get where he is. I just think that, you know, in this space, that people that have this gift inside them to help others without a cause or reason. You know, I wrote this book not thinking I'd make money on it. One day I hope I do, but it was, you know, I knew it would take a lot of time and money to write. But I think, you know, you look at people that are doing good for others, you know, and are out there trying to help others, because really there's so many people that are lost. You know, I think a lot of the younger generation needs some guidance, and they don't have that same. I don't know. It's a little different. I mean, the wisdom from the grandparents that are all passing away now, that were around the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, those early years when America was building, the wisdom that these people had was just amazing to me. And I was always inspired by the wisdom they had. So we've lost a lot of that now. They're all dying off, unfortunately. But I'm memorialized in my book to get it out there and help inspire many with the wisdom from the ages, you know. And I think people in general, I mean, I have this big code about me to, like, I honor my ancestors. Like, I'm here today because of my ancestors. I'm here today because I'm made up of, you know, you know, thousands of years of people before me. So I am here today to be the best that I can be, to help others around me, be knowledgeable of other people, and just forge forward and have the best life possible. So I think it just comes down to people just looking in the mirror and saying, who am I? You know, what's my purpose? You know, what is my existence? What am I meant for? What do I need to be doing? People have a gift inside of them. I really believe every single person has a certain gift, whether they found it or not, or don't ever find it. I think every single person has a little gift inside them for something they're very talented at or something they can make a difference with. And I think it's difficult for them to find it sometimes if they don't have the circumstances around them or the money sometimes to pursue their dream. But, you know, it comes down to that purpose and that passion and why altogether. So I think it's a very deep conversation for people to have and you know, and look into, but
it is.
I believe this heavily. I really do.
Yeah, and that's something a lot of people struggle with, is that they don't have a purpose. They don't know what it is, or they had a purpose, and they thought they had a purpose, and then it changed. It no longer fulfilled them, and then they're going, now what? And when they don't have that purpose, sometimes it's difficult to have that passion for living.
Well, and I agree, and I think unfortunately that, you know, I like to speak in high schools and getting into some college now with these younger generational people, and I like to let them know that, you know, you're not told enough that life will be hard. You're not told enough that there'll be disappointments. You're not told enough there'll be financial setbacks. You're not told enough people will pass away all around you. There'll be tragedies. There'll be upsets. You're not told this enough. Life is very difficult. I will tell you all right now, and I love to tell people, life is very difficult. Just know that now, but know that you need to figure out how to get around, to get through, to get over it, and get on with life, because these things will happen. But if you have a vision and you know where you want to be in life, these things will happen. They'll be upset, but just keep moving forward. And that's the whole idea, never giving up. You know, have perseverance, you know. And so it's just, you got to look at life as just a big sphere. Like, how do you handle everything in life? So this is all stuff, again, that my grandfather's, knowing what he went through and how he persevered and never gave up and keep moving forward. There were lots of tragedies, but I don't think people are ready for it. I don't think they're able to handle it a lot of times, and that's the difficult part. But it comes down to also having others around you, you know, other mentors, other people you can confide in. Everyone needs a mentor, whether it's a parent, grandparent, teacher, coach, counselor. You need to have somebody there for you as well through life, and I think it's important. And that's why with the book, I hope to be a good start for people on the mentorship side. But
and when did the book come out?
It's good to have people you can confide in. Well, the book came out in January 16th,
uh-huh.
And it's out on Amazon. As you said before, it's Lessons from My Grandfather, Wisdom for Success in Business and Life. You know, I have a lot of information on my Instagram account, which is at Mark Demetrio. It's MarkDemetrio. That's my Instagram. And the website for the book is grandfatherlessons.com. And there's a lot of information on the site. There's pictures, there's endorsements, a sample chapter. But it's all out there, and Amazon's the best way to probably just grab it there as well. Or it's my site's fun, so people can see a lot of other stuff on there. So.
Good. Well, so take a look. Go to Mark's website. What's interesting is when my first book was out, when I had radio interviews, people started asking me what my second book was going to be about. And I said, I don't know. I just got this out there. I'm not even thinking of that. But
right,
as you were talking, I was even thinking of a second book for you, Never Give Up. That's what you kept talking about, and I'm thinking, there is his second book.
Yeah, there's probably got, if I researched the title, I'm sure there's 15 iterations of that title. But
there is.
You know, I purposely chose, say it again?
I'm sure there is.
Oh, I'm sure. So I purposely methodically thought about this title, Lessons from My Grandfather, Wisdom for Success in Business and Life, because it really fit perfectly. But if all goes well, and I decided I wanted to write another book, there's many other books in my head to write about. You know, one's, you know, relationship and family and marriage. That's huge as far as, you know, a lot of people need a lot of guidance on that. We have a 60% divorce rate, you know, almost that high. So obviously relationships aren't doing too well. And finances. I just think finances in general, my background's finances and investments and finances. I've made some mistakes in my life with investments, and I would have known things when I was earlier in life. But I think there's definitely some very plain vanilla lessons about investments and finances. So there's other books in my head, plus many other. But, you know, Chicken Soup for the Soul, he wrote, you know, dozens of other books after the word lessons, you know, after Chicken Soup for the Soul. Jack Canfield wrote dozens of other books, you know, after that title. So, you know, I just thought of a title I could reuse if I'd like to. But, you know, like I said, I needed to get this out right now, and we'll see what the future brings.
Well, thank you for doing that, and thank you for being on the Inspire Possibility Show. And it was certainly enjoyable, and I could feel your passion and your enthusiasm and your commitment and the love you have for your grandfather. So thank you, Mark Demetrio, for being our guest on the Inspire Possibility Show. And to all of you out there that are listening, remember every week we have amazing people to join us, and next week we're going to have other people that I think you'll like and feel inspired by. So until next week, journey on. And thanks again to you, Mark Demetrio, for being our guest.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to Inspire Possibility Show with Mark Susnow. To learn more about Mark Susnow, go to inspirepossibility.com and click on the contact button. Schedule a complimentary visit with Mark or email him at mark@inspirepossibility.com. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine.